Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I like the New Year's music. I really do. My son, one of my kids was asking me, my son Paul, yesterday. He's like, have you ever gone to Times Square to watch the ball drop? I said, no. He goes, do you want to? I was like, no, not really. Now listen, if you're out there right now and you listen to a little WFAN and you've got it on the Odyssey app and God bless. I don't know. Showing up there, like, you know, people wait there, sit there for like 24 hours. You can't move. You know, you can't go to the bathroom. It is unbelievably cold outside. Even the days where it's like warm, or even the day you had days where it's rained, and there's been a little snow and everything like that. Listen, it's a great scene, and it's a part of New York City. I'm not downplaying like the event or the moment or this or that. I just don't have any interest in being a part of it. Like going out there to Times Square today, you know, with... Now, listen, I've got three kids. I got a wife. Even when I was in my 20s, I used to enjoy New Year's Eve. I used to go out there and, you know, they used to rip you off, overpriced bad food, you know, well drinks, all that kind of stuff. They'd rip you off, but you want to be a part of it. You know, tomorrow's my dad's 80th birthday, so happy birthday to Paul Malusis. You know, and I've talked about my dad all the time, so it used to bring in a couple of things. Ring in a new year, make sure to, issue, you know, call my dad when the ball dropped and wish him a happy birthday and all those things. But I have no interest. You know, maybe there'll be one day where I'll be watching on TV and there'll be the Malusis boys out there, Jackson, Paul, and Gregory. And they're taking it in as Ryan Seacrest is still out there hosting Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. I don't know, but if it does you, God bless. Sitting out there all day. Not being able to move, this does nothing for me. Stamford, Connecticut. Brian, what's going on, Brian?
Hey, Moose, how are you? Happy New Year. Happy birthday to your dad. Tons of talk about tanking last couple of days, right? And I got an idea to eliminate tanking. Just stick with me for a minute. You take all the teams that don't make the playoffs, all of them, and the one out of those teams, the one with the best record, they get the top pick. No more tanking. What do you think?
Wait, run that by me again one more time, Brian.
You take all the teams that don't make the playoffs, all of them, AFC, NFC, the whole bunch. Out of those teams, the one with the best record
gets the
number one pick.
I got you. Yeah, I do think.
And if there's a tie, Moose, if there's a tie, you take the Thursday before the playoffs start, they settle it on the field. The ratings will go through the roof. It'll be amazing.
Oh, so yeah. So, I mean, the NFL wants more of more. Then Goodell would love to have 18 games, even though you're seeing players drop like flies now. So I don't think you need to get that cute. I mean, we are breaking down the Raiders' decision Like, we broke down the Zapruder film. I mean, it is. I mean, the Raiders went out there. They stunk when they had Crosby on the field. They were terrible when they had Chin on the field. They were terrible when they had Bowers on the field. Now all of a sudden we're looking at those guys being a part of it, and all of a sudden saying, "Well, they clearly." I mean, look at their. Well, who cares? Like, at this point, this is not the NBA. This is not the NBA. They don't have that kind of issue in the National Football League. They don't. I just watched Cleveland with nothing to play for beat the Steelers.
Moose, that Deontay Banks kickoff return. If I received that kick, I would have scored a touchdown. Nobody was chasing him. It would have taken me 15 minutes. They could have gone to commercial break and come back before I scored.
Yeah, but Brian, think about this.
I would have scored.
Those guys that were on that kick return team, now that's on tape. Those guys that are battling for roster spots next year in the National Football League, that's on tape. Do you think those guys want to put that on tape? So now you're questioning whether or not the effort of the players on the field. Now, you could talk about the organizational. You could talk about the organizational decisions to take Chin off the field, to take Crosby off the field, to take Bowers off the field, all of that, right? But now all of a sudden you're questioning the intent of the players. Like, there was some mantra delivered down by Pete Carroll, who might be fired after year one, is that we don't want you. You know, it is very difficult, Brian, to go out there play NFL football. As physical, as violent, as fast as it is, and ask guys to go out there and give 50% effort. That's just not happening. That's just not. So, like, we have to, like, you know, the NFL, I don't think, has an issue where now all of a sudden you have to get cute with who ends up with the number one overall pick. I really don't. You know, it is such a week-to-week league, and I get the Giant fan is upset. Move on. Here's the deal. You want to pull something from what we had, and Ralph was great. Hour number two, kick it off, talk a little college football. How about the idea that he talked about, you know, the Oregon quarterback Moore having a higher ceiling than Mendoza? You know, you might look at a draft in which there are two desirable quarterbacks. And even though you might not get the king's ransom for all those that maybe one separates from themselves from the other, but as long as there are two, the Giants are still in the same position as they were a week ago, which is moving that pick because you've got your answer at quarterback. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Potsdam we go. It's AJ. It's the fan. What's going on, AJ?
Eli is a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
But he should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm. It started overnight. It started overnight with the overnight host, and I was trying to keep myself quiet. I was trying to stay out of it. But every single time I hear it, it bothers me. Why do we do this to our New York athletes? Manning is special. What is a Hall of Famer to you, right? To me, a Hall of Famer is someone who is special, someone who does something that was different in their career. What Eli did, especially what he did for the second time, to me, puts him in Hall of Famer. No, I mean, like, without even questioning it, it should be. And plus the MVP thing. A lot of people say, oh, he was never MVP. He was never the best quarterback. That 2011 season, my man, he should have won MVP. I mean, he would have won MVP. Aaron Rodgers did have a little bit of a better season, but he didn't even get a vote. And you know why he didn't get a vote? He didn't get a vote because we do this to our New York athletes. Between him, between Alonzo, there's so many guys. Alonzo, we put down. Ewing, Patrick Ewing when he was here. It's just so many players that we just don't, in New York, we don't elevate our New York athletes because of how they are. I mean, if Eli had a better person, if Eli had the personality that he's showing now, post-career, maybe he would have gotten in the Hall of Fame first ballot. But because of the way he is, the way he's quiet before when he was playing, he just never got that respect that he should have had. Especially after that second Super Bowl, he wasn't no passenger. He wasn't like Roethlisberger, his first Super Bowl. No, Eli got us there. Eli made us win. Eli, no doubt, should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. Stop the disrespect.
No one's he's going to get in the Hall of Fame. I just didn't think. Now, the argument, the one thing that you could make, or not, to add to your argument, AJ, and I give you credit, you're passionate
not
about
one
it.
One vote.
Yeah, okay.
Not one vote. He got one vote.
AJ, here's what I would look at, and can you tell the story of the NFL without Eli? And he can't. So, right. Like, and that would be another case to lay it on. And listen, if AJ, if he got last year,
undefeated season. Yep.
AJ, if he got in last year, I wouldn't have had an issue. Like, I'm not one where I'm like, if he got in, okay, great. Like, he's a Hall of Famer. If they decide to get him in on the first ballot, that's fine. And I think he's gonna get in year number two. I think the impressions of Eli outside those two Super Bowl runs, outside of the tri-state area, is discernibly different than those that watched him day in and day out. That's all.
Right.
I'm just telling you, AJ, you love him, and you should. You're a Giant fan, AJ, right? He got me rings.
Yes,
2007, 2011. You go back to that 2011 season. You know, he had six regular season game-winning drives, five comebacks. He was unbelievable. No doubt. 100%.
I mean, but you know what the best part is that, honestly, for me, during his career, I wasn't really feeling Eli like that. I mean, I was the hater. I liked everybody else, Roethlisberger, Rivers, whoever else you want to talk about. I was like, oh, yeah, he's that quarterback. That's that quarterback. But when he won that first Super Bowl, that playoff run, I was like, okay, that's the man. Then he did it the second time. I was like, you know what? I don't know what I've been seeing. This man is
the second Super Bowl puts him over the top. If he only ends it with one, I don't think he gets in. But the two puts him over the top. If he got in a year ago, would it not have had a massive issue with it? Would not have given you a hot take that the NFL did something wrong or I should say it's not the NFL. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voters did something wrong. If he got in, I'm just telling you, there is pushback, and that's why he did not get in year number one. But in terms of being a Hall of Famer, yeah, I really don't think that's much of a debate, and I think he's going to get in year two. Donnie in Freehold is up next in the family. What's going on, Donnie?
Hey, Mark. Happy New Year. Great show. Love listening to you. Want to rip a couple of points. One, for the last caller, look, Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt, but he definitely did not deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Two incredible runs. Outside of that, didn't make the playoffs, didn't win in the playoffs, 500 career record. He deserves to get in, but I don't think
It's hard to say, you know, about his playoff when he had two unbelievable runs.
Two incredible runs. Incredible. And he played very well, right? I'll give him the kudos there. But, you know, look, there's a total body of work. There's a lot of seasons that were played where he wasn't a top five quarterback, right?
Not true.
Either way, he's going to get in. But, I agree with the non-first ballot. I think that's got to be held to a very high regard, and that's what the NFL did there, right?
So, well, that's what the Hall of Fame voters did. Now, there's some that say, well, I mean, if you're and you think he's a Hall of Famer, Donnie, just not a first ballot, correct?
Look, I agree with your point. You can't tell the story of the NFL without those two Eli runs, right? And so regardless of my thoughts or feel of him, he is a Hall of Famer. He deserves it, especially that 07 run that he had on the road and then knocking off arguably the greatest team ever. So that alone, I think, puts him in a category, let alone doing it twice, beating Brady. He is a Hall of Famer, but I mean, first ballot is like, you know, undeniable. That's how it should be held. It's I think the Hall of Fame, and I have another point, but I think the Hall of Fame now has gotten a little bit watered down to where it's not the Hall of, you know, very good. It's great and elite. And so the more of these guys that get in, I think the last echelon that you hold is that first ballot, right? Were you a first ballot? Were you the best?
Yeah, Donnie, I totally agree with you. And I think we've had more passionate debates about baseball over the years, and those have become lessened with the steroid era. But we've had more passionate debates about baseball than we have had about football. Obviously, football comes in the course of the conversation when you're talking about locals, right? And you're talking about guys here, whether it be Eli, caller reference, Tiki, Carl Beck. Like, that's when it becomes a topic of discussion here. But I think historically speaking, people have had more greater interest, more passionate debates about baseball and the Baseball Hall of Fame than they have the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Now to my original point. Listen, I think it's crazy when I listen to Giants fans or people overall suggesting that if the Giants were to end up in the first overall pick, that it would be so insane to look at the quarterback position. And here's why. Two things can be true. Jackson Dart breathed life into the Giants organization. He has shown some flashes of fantastic. The team has rallied around him. And you know what? The ceiling is yet to be determined. We know the floor is higher than what the Giants have had at the quarterback position in a while. But do we know what the ceiling is? No. And I guess that's true for every quarterback that comes into the league. He's been great. And I, like I said, he's a jolt of electricity. But here's why I think it's crazy to just suggest you can't look at that position. One, I don't want to say he's injury prone because I think it's a little bit overblown in season one, but there is a concussion. He plays with a little style of reckless abandon, which makes him, he's very good in that role. But there is a danger that is associated with it, right? And then the second piece to that is, look, you're bringing in a new head coach who, you know, who knows what's going to happen at the GM position, but let's assume GM stays the same. The Giants have been historically bad for 10 years and have not had the first overall pick. And if they somehow get, you know, the stars align and they get a first overall pick, and this kid Mendoza goes on a run throughout the college football playoffs where he really should look, he beat Ohio State. You know, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. I think you have to look and take everything into account and say, hey, you know, this guy could be, I don't want to say generational, but he's on a little bit of a run right here in a school that historically is not a football powerhouse. He's a pocket passer, is a little bit less reckless. He can win the game with his arm. I think it's crazy to suggest you just don't look there, because I think the Giants have a lot of talent on defense. They have a lot of things that you could be excited about. And I think you got to take in what the new coach wants, the style
of
play.
But, Donnie, why do I have to make a problem when there isn't one?
Look, it's a great question, and I don't believe you have to make a problem when there isn't one.
Why do I have to create a question? Because if I go along those lines, I draft Mendoza, say for argument's sake, the Giants had lost the Raiders. They cement home the number one overall pick. I draft Mendoza, or I draft Moore, number one overall, and I move Jackson Dart. They're a question. They're not an answer. Right, so I have no idea. Evan Moore's barely started in college football, or Dante Moore's barely started in college football. And you look at Mendoza, whether or not he could handle everything, even though he's a pure pocket passer, right? Doesn't have elite level athleticism, but has got a ridiculous arm, right? Does that necessarily mean it's going to translate into success? I am creating an issue where there isn't one. Yeah. Donnie, you make an impassioned argument. I'm just telling you. Like, and whether you want to believe, like, there needs to be, Dart needs to rectify some things with his game. He is not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. I think you got to bring in the right coach to get the best out of him. He can't be as reckless going out there running the football. The Giants have their solution at quarterback. They've got other issues on their team. There's plenty, you know, they do. Then we could run down the litany and we can go down the list. I just don't, the whole idea, Dart makes the Giants that much more attractive for a head coaching candidate, for anybody stepping in. Like we were talking about with Ralph Russo, about Marcus Freeman. See, if Freeman ever leaves Notre Dame, he wants to go to a scenario where there is a quarterback in place. That's why people are connecting the dots. Now the question is, was he ready to be head coach in the National Football League? And he said, thanks, but no thanks, got a brand new spanking contract. They have a great recruiting class coming in, best in 20 years, and he's staying out there in South Bend. So be it, right? But Dart makes the Giants more attractive, not less. Nobody's going to come in here and take the Giants head coaching job and say, well, now I'm not a believer in Jackson Dart. No, they're interested in the Giants because Dart is here, because that makes the job that much easier. What makes jobs less attractive is the Jets. The Jets is not an attractive job if it should come open. And I don't think Glenn's going anywhere. And you saw a report today by Albert Breer, who does an unbelievable job, saying that there's been basically no discussions within Florham Park about moving on from Aaron Glenn. Like I could be critical of Aaron Glenn. I have the last two times I've hit the airwaves, but I don't think Aaron Glenn is necessarily going to lose his job. I don't think he brings about a ton of confidence that he understands what it means to be a head coach and to get this team where he wants it to be. All right, put that all aside. If the Jets should become open, the Jets are less attractive, not because of Woody, not because of the losing, because they don't have a quarterback. And when you don't have a quarterback in the National Football League, you are basically lost in the desert. And when the Giants have found their guy, so their job is more attractive because of other parts of their roster. You could like Burns, you could like Abdul Carter, you could look at Dexter Lawrence, you could look at You know, Andrew Thomas at left tackle, as long as he stays healthy, can love the charisma and the way that he plays, and Cam Scatterboo can look at all those things. You could say, well, I want to coach the Giants because they've been to five Super Bowls as an organization, proud, stable franchise. They've won four of them. Or proud franchise, you know, one of the cornerstone pieces of the National Football League, all those things. It's New York. I want to take on the challenge, but I've got an answer quarterback. And I've got a young quarterback. And if I'm able to continue to coach him up and continue to develop him, I think what you've seen from Dart, given his ability at the position, his pocket presence, really the sky's the limit. That makes it much more attractive. And I don't think you compound the problem by now all of a sudden saying, well, maybe we could get a little bit better here or there. Maybe Dart doesn't have the arm of Mendoza. Or maybe he doesn't have the elite level of athleticism that Moore has. So maybe we'll take a gamble there and move on from Dart. That's playing with fire. That really is. I think you got to appreciate what you have. And what you have is really good. Sterling, New Jersey. It's Andrew. It's the fan. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, Mark. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Andrew.
Listen, I agree with you on the Times Square thing. I lived in Manhattan for 13 years. I never went to that Times Square.
Andrew, it's just not appealing.
No reason to do that.
I don't know. I enjoy it on TV. You know, I really do. I think Ryan's done a nice job taking over Dick Clark. It's great. I appreciate the entertainment that you see. It's great. It's fun. I enjoy watching it on TV. Fun.
I watch it every year, but these people walking around Times Square wearing, you know, adult diapers because they can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
give me a break.
That doesn't do anything for me. Like, I don't need to wear an adult diaper to bring in the new year. I really don't. Thanks, but no thanks. I'll pass.
To my point, I listened to your whole monologue earlier today, and I agree with you. I don't think Glenn is going anywhere. But good God, what does he really bring to the table? I want to like him, I do, but it's like so difficult for me to put my finger on and say, okay, what does he bring to the table that's going to make me think that he can actually do something, that he can motivate his coaches, and what is his coaching staff going to look like next year, and can he motivate his players? And he walked, like you said, and I'll quote you. He's walking back his comments from Sunday evening on you know, Tuesday afternoon or whatever it was.
Monday, yes.
It's a hard listen. I mean, I just don't. I watch clock management, game management. I can't put my finger on anything that makes me believe he's going to be the guy that takes us to the next level.
Yeah, the only thing that you'd make the argument is that it's a great learning lesson, and you know that he'll be significantly better year number two. There'll be an uptick in talent. The quarterback room will look discernibly different. There'll be improvements to the coaching staff.
Can he stop making stupid mistakes at the end of the game with the clock? Does he have that ability? I can't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, remember when, who was the coach when Herm Edwards, didn't they bring in Dick Curl? Remember when they brought him in to handle clock management, end of games for Herm Edwards? I think that was the name of the coach. Someone on social media will correct me if I'm wrong. But I think that was the coach that the Jets brought in at one point in time to handle in-game management, clock management at the end of games. I don't disagree with you. I mean, I think it is concerning on a lot of different levels with Aaron Glenn. He hasn't shown you the ability to handle everything that comes along with being a head coach in the National Football League. And that's problematic. It really is. But like I mentioned before, regardless of what I say, regardless of what guys like, you know, when you look at it, whether it be Connor with SNY, you know, Al Ianazone from Newsday, Costello with the Post, whatever anyone else says, you know, it looks like, you know, whether you're ultra critical or, you know, look at this, however way you look at it, you know, he's going to be given a year number two. He's going to be given a little bit more time. You have to hope that year two looks discernibly different, but there's not a ton of confidence that it will. Tilson, New York, it's Rich, it's the fan. What's going on, Rich? Rich.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Jets, specifically a first-round snub. Surprised nobody else has talked about it. Curtis Martin should definitely have been a first-round Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Kurt, what year, how many years of eligibility till he got in?
Six. He was a second year.
Oh, second year. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he was a Hall of Famer.
No doubt in my mind. He was fourth all time, and I saw him do things to linebackers I've never seen anybody do, and I've been watching football since 73. So.
Yeah, unbelievably ran for.
Two linebackers. Yeah. What's that? I saw two linebackers say a couple of choice words, and you could see it the way they zoomed in on their faces because they didn't know if Martin was going to get the ball or not.
Yeah, I love – I mean, who didn't – if you lived during those times, I mean, it's not even that long ago. I mean, he began his career in 95 with the New England Patriots, but, you know, was a phenomenal college player at Pitt as well, but ran for over 14,000 yards over the course of his career, 90 touchdowns. And that season in 2004 with the Jets, where he had 371 carries for 1,697 yards and averaged over 100 yards per game. I mean, just utterly remarkable. Clifton, New Jersey, Eric, the fan. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. How are you doing?
Good, Eric. How are you, bud?
Good, good. I just wanted to chime in on your Eli Manning conversation. You know, full disclosure, I am a Raiders fan, so I got no dog in the hunt. But I don't know how you have a Hall of Fame without Eli. And I would even go so far as to say he should be a first-timer because 2 points I would come with. Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers. They're a combined 0-6 against Tom Brady in the playoffs. Rodgers played him once when Tom was in Tampa Bay. Tom Brady, he's 77-3 in Super Bowls. More importantly, he was 3-0 before losing to Eli in 2008-12. He goes on to win another two before he loses to Philly in 2012, then he wins another two Super Bowls. So, to me, I just don't know how you have a Super Bowl, how you have a Hall of Fame without Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and Aaron Rodgers. And when you put that all in a blender, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I'll just leave one last thing. It's kind of a semi-rhetorical question. I'd love to hear your answer on this. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, as great as the both of them obviously were, we never saw Aaron Rodgers in a Super Bowl against Tom Brady. He always ran into trouble, and he only got two. But my point to you is, he was 0-1 against him in there. What do you think with those Packer teams, what do you think that those Super Bowls could have looked like? And, like, how deprived are we that we never got to see Brady or Peyton Manning against Aaron Rodgers in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, greatly. I mean, Rodgers, I mean, disappointing, Eric. Rodgers should have been to more. Remarkably gifted, as talented a quarterback that you've seen in the modern era. And yeah, at times they got in their own way. They really did. Got a little bit too cute, underperformed at times, there's no question. And you'd love to have seen some of those matchups that you talked about. And I don't think there's, and just in case anyone's joining us, it's not like I hopped on the airwaves today as it was announced that Eli Manning was going to be a finalist for the 2026 Hall of Fame class, that Eli doesn't deserve to be a Hall of Famer. I do. I just didn't think he was necessarily going to be it wasn't surprising to me that he wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, because even though we all love, adore, and appreciate everything Eli Manning did for the Giants on the field and off the field and those two Super Bowl runs, I think the perception of Eli Manning, whether you like it or not, outside the tri-state area, is discernibly different. That's all. So if you want to make the argument, can't tell the story about the NFL without Eli Manning, he deserves to be there, of course. Do I think he's going to get there? I do. And I think he's going to get there this year. And, you know, you could take, well, you could be upset that he wasn't there the first ballot. I do think that's for a different level of impact of player in the NFL, even with his two Super Bowl runs. 1228 Melusis with you. I want to thank our friends at Town Fair Tire. They remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires you trust. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. And I mean nobody. Who's hot in football? Sponsored by Petro Home Services, Derrick Henry. Well, he is hot. Big game for them. Ravens, Steelers, and Pittsburgh Sunday night. He rushed for 216 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a win over Green Bay. Want to save on heating costs? Go with Petro. Switch now and get $125 free heating oil with reliable delivery in any weather and live 24/7 service. Count on your local HVAC pros at Petro to stay warm and save this winter. Go to Petro.com and get $125 free heating oil or call 1-888-PETRO-02 today. That's 888-PETRO, P-E-T-R-O-02 today. Use propane. Ask about special offers. Propane not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One thing I'm looking forward to in 2026, well, there are a number of things. From a sports perspective, is the New York Knicks at 23-9 taking on the San Antonio Spurs tonight down in San Antonio. Who better to chat about with it than CP the Franchise, creator of Knicks Fan TV, joins me now. CP, happy new year to you and your family, and appreciate the time here on this afternoon.
Mark, happy new year to you as well. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
CP, what's impressed you here through 32 games here for Mike Brown?
Well, right now, it's Mike Brown himself, Mark, in the impact that he's had on this team, the way that they've been able to implement his offense, the number two ranked offense in the NBA. At times, they've looked downright dangerous. And so that is Mike Brown getting his message through and this cohesive Knicks locker room executing on the floor. But what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, Mark, is that the extended bench, you know, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, 11th players, in particular the Knicks second round picks like a Tyler Kolek, Muhammad Diawara, you saw Kevin McCullers, they are playing well and contributing to winning. That is something that we really didn't see last year under Tom Thibodeau. And it was a mandate for Mike Brown to do so this year. And so the Knicks are getting contributions up and down that roster. And especially given the fact that they've had to endure a multitude of injuries so far in the season, I think they're off to a hot start and really looking great right now.
Now, CP, what about offensively they've been off the charts. Where do you think this team is defensively through 30 plus games?
Work in progress, Mark. Unfortunately, they're down to 15th ranked in the NBA right now. And listen, I don't expect them to ever be amongst the top five of the NBA elites, but they need to be a little bit better than they are right now. And two areas stand out. Number one, their 3-point defense. If you look at the game in which they won against New Orleans, but they gave up, number one, they gave up 125 points to the New Orleans Pelicans. New Orleans shooting close to 40% from three. And for the Knicks, Mike Brown does deploy a defense where they want to take away the paint points, but that means that they have to be able to close out on 3-point shooters. And I didn't see that effort. I didn't see that intensity in their win over the New Orleans Pelicans. Another area where they're susceptible and watch it tonight against a speedy athletic team like the San Antonio Spurs is in transition, Mark. Whether it's makes or misses, the Knicks, oftentimes, they don't match up well in transition. A lot of teams, they want to find Jalen Brunson and get a size mismatch over him where they can shoot the three. But also just getting beat to the other basket, they have to be able to match up and have to get back on defense in transition. Under Mike Brown, their transition defense has taken a hit.
You know, when you look at this team individually, CP, you know, Brunson, you know, everyone's a fan, right? He's been a great instrument of change for the New York Knicks ever since coming over from the Dallas Mavericks. Is, through what we've seen early part of this season, is this the best version of Brunson we've seen so far as a Knick?
Hard to believe, Mark, but it is. Right now, number four on the NBA MVP ladder. And like I said, I can't believe that he's gotten even better this year, because if you would tell me that what we've seen so far could be his ceiling, I think you'd live with it. I think you'd be okay with it, because he's still one of the best players in the NBA. But every game he continues to marvel with his offense, especially with his size. And you just watch his footwork, the way that he's able to maneuver and manipulate defenses, the way that he's able to use angles to get his shot, the fadeaway jumpers, I mean, the three-point pull-up jumpers. He's been absolutely electric. And this year, where they wanted to emphasize him playing off ball a little bit, you've seen that in the metrics. He's getting the ball a little bit less time on ball, but he's still efficient with his offense. And so Jalen Brunson is just what the doctor ordered. You just hope that he stays healthy as the Knicks head into the second half and beyond.
You know what, CP, the other thing that's impressed me, number one, the offense, obviously the record, you know, they're sitting there in second behind Detroit in the Eastern Conference. But CP, they came into this year with great expectations. You know, Thibodeau ouster, obviously that hits some guys differently on this team than others, right? They added to this team during the course of the offseason. Mike Brown steps in with the ultimatum, you know, it's basically, you know, we're doing this to win an NBA championship. And the team has performed, which says a lot about the team.
Resilient group, a focused group, a cohesive locker room. And it's showing in the standings right now, just 1.5 games behind the Detroit Pistons in the East, and a big matchup between these two teams, Mark, after the new year on January 5th in Detroit. Definitely circled that date. But one of the things also offensively, Mark, that makes this offense equal opportunity is the ball movement and the passing. You know, at times under Tom Thibodeau, listen, the Knicks have had top-ranked offenses under Tibbs. They were top five last year. However, you didn't see this ball movement as consistently. This has been a staple of their offense. And so it allows different guys to eat. You're seeing guys scoring off of cuts. So they're getting efficient offense at the rim. They're three-point shots. Mike Brown wants them around 40 attempts per game. They're getting there and they're efficient at it. But also what makes them so dangerous, Mark, is that when they're not firing, the offensive rebounding prowess of Mitchell Robinson, when healthy, Josh Hart as well, Karl Anthony Towns, they can get the second chance opportunities to get more possessions. And that's what this game is about, this modern NBA game. It's a possession game, and the Knicks are doing very well offensively.
CP, if I had to ask you an X factor, you know, I've got an idea of my own, but I wanted to see what yours was. If I had to ask you an X factor for this team in terms of where they get through the East, they're able to, you know, compete for an NBA title. When you look at this group, who do you think the biggest X factor is?
Well, you got to look no further than the highest paid player on the team. And no, it's not Jalen Brunson, Mark. It is Karl Anthony Towns. And that's the biggest question mark, the biggest enigma. And I've always looked at him that way, even when they traded Julius Randle for Karl Anthony Towns. When people would ask me, what do you think about this trade? I said, well, they're trading one question mark for another. Because as great as Karl Anthony Towns can be, the three-point shooting, the inside scoring, the rebounding, at times he can take himself out of games. Look no further than their last win against the New Orleans Pelicans. New Orleans did a great job targeting Karl Anthony Towns in the pick and roll game, where they would get Zion Williamson going downhill and driving into Karl Anthony Towns' body, because they know that he is not a disciplined defender, and he picked up three quick fouls in that first quarter. Prior to that, it's been the offensive fouls. He's leading the league in offensive fouls right now, Mark, and that's a turnover. And so we heard head coach Mike Brown call him out earlier this week and say he has to be smarter with his defense and has to be smarter in how he's attacking the basket to avoid those silly turnovers. The Knicks need Karl Anthony Towns to be the all-star, the all-NBA player to have a shot at this title. Because one thing's for sure, in clutch time, or what I call money time, I can count on Jalen Brunson to be there. I'm not so sure about Carl Anthony Towns, but the Knicks are going to need him if they really want to win a championship.
I'm going to get your thoughts on Giannis here momentarily, but I want to ask you about Mitchell Robinson now dealing with an ankle. He's not going to be available tonight against San Antonio. You know, they've used him and been able to modify him a little bit this year, CP, because they're trying to make sure that he is healthy, available come the springtime and come the playoffs. What about the impact of Mitch?
He's been brilliant, Mark, especially on the offensive glass, getting the Knicks a second chance opportunities. And that's been his staple since he's been here. The defense has taken a step back a little bit. He seems to have lost a step here and there. But on the boards, Mark, I mean, you look at that Christmas Day game, the NBA Cup matchup against the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, the Knicks don't get back into that game without Mitchell Robinson getting them those second chance opportunities. Unfortunately, he is dealing with ankle soreness. And from what I was told is that when he is coming up sore, the Knicks are going to put him through a full evaluation and they're going to sit him until he feels comfortable and ready to get back. Casey Smith, their head athletic trainer, he's done a great job. They've been singing his praises, and the coaching staff, they defer to him. And that's something that, again, the Mike Brown comparisons or the difference to Tom Thibodeau, this is a cohesive plan from the coaching staff to the medical staff to even Mitchell Robinson's agents. They want to make sure that they are being extremely cautious with this to make sure that Mitchell Robinson can be there for the Knicks when it really matters, and that's during playoff time in April and hopefully beyond.
We're chatting with CP the Franchise from Knicks Fan TV, creator of, and CP's great, loves the Knicks, as we all do here in the New York area. And the Knicks, obviously, on a season this year, we're potentially getting through the Eastern Conference and getting themselves to an NBA Finals and a true NBA championship contender. CP, with all that being said, you know, would you look at tweaking this team? And as it would be a more than just a tweak. I mean, we've seen the rumors. We know the conversations were had between the two organizations in August. We know Giannis loves New York, and we've seen him in the city during the course of the offseason. You know, when you look at it, would you rather roll it with this team and see where it lands before anything else? Or do you think this team goes big game hunting at some point?
No question, Mark. I highly doubt they go big game hunting for Giannis. You would be tearing apart the team, Mark, because this wouldn't be a one-for-one trade to get Giannis and to get Milwaukee to bite on something where, you know, GM John Horst doesn't end up like Nico Harrison on the chopping block. You have to give them something sizable. So that would mean for the Knicks giving up maybe one or two starters and some of your supporting cast. You would completely change the team. I think the Knicks will be looking to make upgrades on the margins. As we just talked about Mitchell Robinson, the way that the Knicks are getting contributions at the guard spot, maybe they go look to see if they can get another backup big man for insurance and maybe using Gershon Yabusele's $5+ million to do so. They may be able to pull a rabbit out of a hat there. But for right now, Mark, this team is clicking on all cylinders. Even though the Detroit Pistons are in first place, I still look at the Knicks as the best team in the East, the most well-rounded team. And there's no better chance than now, Mark. This is their chance to take the East. And then from there, you just never know. This is why they play the games. You see the OKC Thunder. Everyone was crowning them until, hey, the San Antonio Spurs have beaten them three times this year. You just never know what can happen in a seven-game series when you get to the NBA Finals. But this is the year. This is their best chance, Mark. And I think just subtle tweaks to help the bench, but nothing major. I don't see the Giannis thing happening. And now, listen, once the season ends, I'm sure Leon Rose, Worldwide West, James Stone, they will evaluate this entire roster up to top to bottom. And then, hey, maybe they pursue Giannis in the offseason. But for right now, I think they stay put on any major acquisition.
No, I'm with you. And listen, from your lips to God's ears, CP, get to the NBA Finals. As a long-suffering Knicks fan, you know what? Roll the dice. Whoever's standing there, Oak City, San Antonio, doesn't matter. Just get through the East. And Detroit, you would say, CP, the biggest threat, correct? I know they're a game and a half up on the Knicks right now. Do you think they're the biggest threat to the Knicks in the East?
As of right now, I would say yes. When you look at Detroit, led by Cade Cunningham, the emergence of Jalen Duren, I believe he's in his third or fourth year now in the NBA. Their defense is stout. They have athleticism abound. That's something that hurts the Knicks. That is one of the Knicks' key weaknesses. And the Pistons just beating the Lakers last night in Los Angeles with a ton of points in the paint. That's another area where the Knicks need to be cautious. So they're tough. They're going to be tough, and they're certainly circling that matchup with the Knicks. But, Mark, with Boston sitting there in third place, and the rumors about Jason Tatum potentially coming back, what will Brad Stevens do at the trade deadline? I wouldn't necessarily count out the Celtics as being another threat in the East. But as I said, right now, I think it's the Knicks to lose.
CP, one more for you before we let you go and appreciate all the time would be this. When you look at the role players, and that was a big, you know, obviously talking point with Tibbs. It's not so much a talking point with Brown, and he wanted to get more of the bench involved, keep the starters fresh, make sure they've got lively legs come playoff time. Of those guys, which one has impressed you the most? Which one is the most sustainable?
I would say as of right now, it's Tyler Colic, Mark. I mean, he's taken a huge leap since his rookie season because some of the things that we wanted to see from his rookie year was more aggressive offensively and how will he hold up defensively given his frame. And you've seen several games now where Mike Brown has not been afraid to go to Tyler Colic in crunch time. You've seen him play alongside.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jalen Brunson and the team has won. You look at the NBA Cup matchup Christmas Day as well. But also, Mark, we just saw in their win over the Atlanta Hawks where Tyler Colic is being inserted for defensive situations with Jalen Brunson going to the bench. So, I mean, he has improved leaps and bounds. I've talked to his trainers. They continue to sing his praises in terms of how much work that he's put in. And as it relates to the trade deadline, that could sway the Knicks' decision process in terms of what they need. Because you remember earlier when the season started, they went out and signed Malcolm Brogdon to be the backup point guard. And he abruptly retired. And so many thought that that area may be a hole for the Knicks. How would they shore that up? And Tyler Colic has proven that he's the guy for the job. And so the guard depth has been a strength for the Knicks bench, and he's been leading the way. Very impressive so far.
CP, what do you got coming up on Knicks Fan TV? Are you guys going post-game tonight after the San Antonio game? I know you guys do a great job with watch parties, events. What's coming up on Knicks Fan TV?
Absolutely. Well, this week we crossed the 100,000 subscriber mark on YouTube. A huge accomplishment for Knicks Fan TV, but just a testament to the support of Knicks fans, not just in New York, but worldwide, Mark. I mean, we had callers calling in that night from India, Australia, the Philippines. It's truly been a blessing. This Friday, we will be having a watch party in New York City for when the Knicks take on the Hawks. That will be at Clinton Hall 36, and that's right by the Garden, right by Madison Square Garden. The address is, I'll just pull it up for you real quick, sorry. The address is 16 West 36th Street. So free to get in. The families are all welcome. Bring the kids and have a good time. We do a great time, have prizes. We have raffles and all sorts of things. Live game audio, which the people truly value. But it's just a great time to be had by all.
Well, congratulations to you and your entire team. You could do an unbelievable job with Knicks Fan TV, CP, and appreciate the time. And you know this, once we get past football season, CP, the Knicks, it's going to be Knicks and nothing else, because that's basically all we got to focus on here in New York.
Mark, given the state of New York baseball, New York football, it's all eyes on the New York Knicks once again. And, you know, when the Knicks are going, this city's rocking. But I got to tell you, I got to give you thanks for all that you've done in inspiring me on my journey. I tell you all the time, you know, I wouldn't be here without guys like you and guys on the fans. So I appreciate the time spending with you and Happy New Year once again, man.
You too. You, CP, you as well. And congratulations on all your success. And it's good to be a Knick fan right now. It really is. And they provide hope. And in 2026, I mean, they are going to be a team to watch. And Mike Brown's done an unbelievable job. Didn't like the way the Knicks handled the firing. Made it perfectly clear in which in terms of Thibodeau. Didn't necessarily think he deserved it, but... And Mike Brown, ultimately, that coaching decision is going to be determined on what the Knicks do in the spring. They've been great to watch in the regular season, wonderfully offensively efficient, things to work on defensively. We'll see what Leon Rose and company do to tweak this roster as this season has gone along. You've seen improvement in younger players, specifically when you look at, as CP pointed out, Tyler Kolek and company. But determination, he was brought here to win a championship. Knicks are obviously going to be one of the teams to beat, if not the team to beat, in the Eastern Conference. 1251, Malusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.